Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 30th of November 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to talk about 10 things to do in Venice. This is a post from the Europe à la carte blog written by Amanda Kendall. Whilst Amanda recognises that as a massive tourist magnet, Venice can often get crowded, she thinks Venice still does live up to the hype and considers it's a city that everyone should visit at least once. Arguably, the most photographed Venice attraction is Piazza San Marco or St. Mark's Square. Certainly has a high concentration of pigeons, never mind tourists. The Venetian authorities have been trying to crack down on inappropriate tourist behaviour in recent years to make it a more glamorous place, but it's still a mix of every kind of tourist imaginable. Just the same, you can't miss it. While you're there, visit the Basilica San Marco or St. Mark's Basilica. If you want to go inside, the queue can be interminably long at busy times, but you can book online to cut down on waiting time. It's a simply beautiful church inside, plus you get good views over Venice from the roof. Next door to the Basilica is the Doge's Palace, an impressive Gothic building dating back to the 1300s which used to house the city administration. These days it's full of priceless artwork, and has the special feature of the Bridge of Sighs. Touring the Doge's Palace is the only way to have a chance to walk over this famous bridge. The Bell Tower of St. Mark's is the best place to go for views over Venice. Not being a city full of tall buildings, opportunities like this are rare. Amanda suggests hopping on the number one Vaporetto to go down the Grand Canal. You don't really need to go on an organised canal tour. Why not use the public transport? This way you'll get great views of some of the most famous Venetian bridges, like the Rialto Bridge. Venetian glass is definitely one of the most popular souvenirs to take away. And seeing how it is made is a popular outing. On the island of Murano, there are many glass factories where you can watch demonstrations of glass blowing. Try to find a less crowded factory. Next to Murano is the smaller island of Burano. It's well worth a visit, with colourfully painted houses and cottages. I know that riding a gondola is an absolutely touristy thing to do in Venice, but Amanda still thinks you really should do it. If you're there in low season, you may even be able to barter a lower price as she did. The Peggy Guggenheim Museum in Venice has a sculpture garden plus art from Picasso, Pollock, Dali and others. Another island and a short ferry ride from Venice is the Lido. This is the location of the annual film festival, and it's also a relaxing place to visit during your Venice trip for a meal, a stroll, or to hang out on the beach. I agree with Amanda about Venice being a must-see European city. We spent our 20th wedding anniversary in the city, and it's extremely atmospheric. We were there in February, on quite a foggy, very cold day, but it was still a magical place to visit. So if you're going to be in Europe, do try and spend at least a day in this beautiful city. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this Europe à la carte podcast and that you'll join us again soon.